This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Wicked winter weather.
Stay home and off the roads.
Alec Baldwin indicted in movie set shooting.
The prosecution thinks there's enough to move forward on involuntary manslaughter.
White House on Israel-Hamas war.
We don't support a ceasefire at this time.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The winter storms just keep coming. At least 79 deaths nationwide. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker warns residents.
It's going to go below freezing tonight. Roads may get icy, so please stay home.
On the West Coast, CBS News Seattle's Kevin Koh reports.
Forecasts predict the Snoqualmie Pass area could see strong wind gusts, which could bring icicles flying off buildings. Roads are still covered in ice and snow. And some semi-trucks aren't even trying, as plows work around the clock to keep conditions as safe as possible.
In Oregon, thousands of customers remain without power. A Texas prosecutor, according to multiple media reports, has seated a grand jury to consider possible criminal charges against law enforcement officers who feds say in a recently released report failed to appropriately respond to the deadly Robb Elementary School shooting. Actor Alec Baldwin has been indicted by a New Mexico grand jury on an involuntary manslaughter charge. It's in connection to the 2021 shooting on the Rust movie set, in which cinematographer Helena Hutchins died and director Joel Souza was wounded. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is about whether or not he had reckless disregard, whether he willfully disregarded all of the safety red flags here. And one of the things that he has said is, I never fired the gun. A forensics report recently again said, no, it had to be him. And I think that's part of why we see these charges coming again.
The Biden administration continues to oppose a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has made its position on this matter perfectly clear.
We don't believe a ceasefire is going to be to the benefit of anybody but Hamas.
And while the U.S. continues to support pauses in the fighting to allow humanitarian aid to reach civilians in Gaza, Admiral Kirby says,
I think it's important to remember that there was a ceasefire in place on the 6th of October.
And Hamas, he says, chose this war. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The S&P 500 posts a record high close for the first time in 2 years. The index gained 58 points or 1.2% to end the day at 48.38. Driving stocks higher was the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index that showed a big increase. The Dow surged 395 points. Now this.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
A snowstorm didn't hold them back. Thousands of opponents of abortion rights have taken part in the March for Life rally in Washington, D.C.
We will march until abortion is unthinkable.
I think it's very important that the world sees us.
Speakers have praised the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, but say it's more important now than ever to keep up the pressure on lawmakers to advance abortion restrictions. The license to use the Sports Illustrated brand name is revoked, and reporter Erica Herskowitz has more on the fallout.
Sports Illustrated reportedly laid off most, maybe all, of its staff on Friday. The move comes after the magazine's owner terminated its licensing agreement to publish. Sports Illustrated has been around for nearly 70 years, starting as a weekly publication before going biweekly in 2018 and then monthly in 2020. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Something you don't expect to see on a highway, a plane. During today's snowstorm, a small aircraft made an emergency landing on a Virginia highway after taking off from Dulles International Airport. Witness Connor Forrest.
Whoever was piloting this aircraft was very much aware of his surroundings and very talented to be able to get the plane down safely.
No injuries reported. The Southern Airways Express plane was scheduled to travel to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, according to FlightAware. A Japanese spacecraft has landed on the moon, although Japan's space agency has to gather more information about the landing. CBS's Bill Harwood has details.
They don't yet know what went wrong, but the spacecraft appeared to achieve many of its objectives just by getting to the surface of the moon in one piece. Only the United States, Russia, China, and India have successfully landed spacecraft on the moon.
An Alabama inmate set to be the first person to be put to death by nitrogen gas is asking a federal appeals court to block the upcoming execution.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Golfing world is in mourning. CBS's Jim Krasula explains why.
Hall of Fame golfer and two-time major champion Jack Burke Jr. has died at the age of 100, just 10 days short of his next birthday. He had been the oldest surviving Masters champion, having won the green jacket in 1956. He built the fabled Champions Golf Club in Houston after he retired from the PGA Tour. Burke, who served in the U.S. Marine Corps during World War II, was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in 2000. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Macy's is laying off about 3.5% of its total headcount, which amounts to roughly 2,350 employees. The iconic department store giant is closing 5 stores. And online furniture seller Wayfair is cutting just over 1,600 jobs, or 13% of its global workforce. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, January 19th, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.